Hey, Todd.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, one of the things that's troubling me and is discernment. I'm very thankful that I feel like the Holy Spirit has blessed me with discernment. But, for example, I work with a beautiful Christian girl, and I was talking to her about her faith, and she said she's looking at doing some mission trips, and I gave her a message from Paul Washer, and she said, oh, I really like Ralph Bell. You know, or my mother-in-law, she goes to a great Bible teaching church, very Ephesians 4 based, and yet she gave me some tapes and some CDs on Benny Hahn because of my autistic son. So I'm just, I struggle with, can you be saved if you have a lack of discernment and you can't see the truth?
You know, Kevin, let me try to put it to you this way, okay? Let's say, Kevin, on the scale of 1 to 10 of discernment, all right, you're, can I give you a 6? Would that be
sure.
Okay? You've got a 6 on the scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to discerning stuff. Now, let's say that a 10 looked at you and started examining your discernment level and said, ooh, not much discernment going on there compared to me. Can he be saved? What would you say?
I see your point.
It's really, you know what? It's funny because I did that to myself earlier today and I went, oh, wow, that's a great point. Here's the deal, Kevin. I was talking to this lovely lady today at a place, and her answers were just not as sophisticated as I'd like them. You know, we like to hear certain lingo and certain stuff that we're comfortable with, and she didn't possess that. She reads her Bible every day. She loves Jesus. She understands she's a sinner, talks about repentance, all of those things, but not quite in the thing. And you know what? It might just be that this lady just doesn't have the ability to articulate that. She's never going to read Matthew Mead. And the thought is somebody could be talking to me, and let's say Matthew Mead, the great Puritan, started talking to me and he realizes that I'm just a nincompoop. Would he then be able to say, well, that guy's not saved? I'd scream, foul, no, no. There are just some people that don't have high levels of intelligence or discernment or an understanding of Scripture. And you want to make sure that they've got the foundational things there and help them as much as possible. But don't judge their salvation on how sophisticated they are or how far down the path they are. Listen for their testimony. And even if they're involved in some bad teaching, then just help them get out of it lovingly. And you'll start to see if other things float to the top. That would be my take, dude. Free for All Friday continues on Way of the Master Radio.